Sunday, May 21st, 2023. Welcome everybody back to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This is a busy week. You know, I uploaded the Night of Champions, WWE Night Champions predictions episodes for you guys. Now let's go to the other side. AEW Double or Nothing. AEW Double or Nothing takes place live next Sunday from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the T-Mobile Arena. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend. AEW, they have this tradition. Tony Khan loves Las Vegas Memorial Day weekend. You know, me and my girlfriend, we went to Vegas, not for AEW, went to Vegas for SummerSlam. Man, Vegas is crazy. It's expensive, it's busy, it's fun, it's hot. You know, if you can ever get out to Vegas, I recommend going. Maybe not Memorial Day weekend, because I can imagine Memorial Day weekend. It's probably busy, you know, you got families everywhere running around. Fun time, though. So if you haven't checked out Las Vegas, definitely check it out. Either way, AEW is going Double or Nothing. So I'm going to give my predictions for each match. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, The Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at The Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Help me reach my goal of 2,000 YouTube subscribers. So let's get into AEW's Double Nothing. As of right now, we have 9 matches. It's a stacked card. AEW always stacks their cards. They'll probably add 2 more matches. But, you know, AEW's doing good, man. Let's get into it. It's an unsanctioned match. It's Adam Cole, baby, versus the Ocho, Chris Jericho. You know, this feud has been getting more personal ever since Chris Jericho put his hands, you know, attacking, having everyone attack Britt Baker, talking about Britt Baker. You never talk about another man's wife, girlfriend, lady. You don't do that. Chris Jericho messed up. This is a big match for Adam Cole, you know. He finally returned from the injuries he had with the concussions and everything. I'm going to say Adam Cole wins this match. I think Adam Cole deserves a big win in his first pay-per-view match back. And I think this will elevate Adam Cole to the main event scene. And I think Adam Cole versus MJF or the AEW World Champion down the line would be a great match. Next up, we have a 6-man tag team match. If Hardy Party wins, Matt Hardy will own Ethan Page's contract. So if the Hardy Party wins this match, Matt Hardy will have control of Ethan Page. It's the Firm. Ethan Page, Austin Gunn, and Colton Gunn versus the Hardy Party. Isaiah Cassidy, Jeff Hardy, and Matt Hardy. This is going to be a fun match. I love that name, the Hardy Party. You know, it's good to see Jeff Hardy back, you know, with all the personal issues he's had, the personal demons. You know, I hope this run goes good for Jeff Hardy. Hope he stays healthy mentally, physically. Hope he can fight his demons off. I'm a huge fan of Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy. I hope me and my girlfriend can meet the Hardy Boys this summer because, you know, we were supposed to meet them last year and what happened, happened. But either way, Jeff's back. He's looking good. And I can't wait to see what he does. My pick to win is the Hardy Party, you know. Give Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy and Isaiah Cassidy that win. And let's see where the storyline continues. We have a newly announced match for the AEW TBS Championship. The AEW TBS Champion, Jade Cargill versus Taya Valkyrie. You know, Jade Cargill is the longest reigning AEW champion. 500 plus days, Jade Cargill has been AEW TBS champion. I don't know who defeats Jade Cargill at this point. It's not Taya Valkyrie. No offense. Love Taya Valkyrie. Jade Cargill is going to win this match. Now, I don't know if Forbidden Door, you get Mercedes Moné. You know, I think Mercedes Moné versus Jade Cargill, if there was any woman in the world of professional wrestling that I would pick to defeat Jade Cargill, your 500-plus-day champion, it would be a Mercedes Moné. Now, I don't know if she's going to eventually come to AEW because she's doing her thing in New Japan. But I'm just saying, Jade Cargill versus Mercedes Moné. Set that up maybe for Forbidden Door. Just saying, Tony Khan, if you're listening. But either way, Jade Cargill retains her AEW TBS championship. Speaking of women's championships, it's AEW Women's World Champion. Jamie Hayter is defending against Toni Storm. You know, this whole Outcast versus AEW Originals. You know, it's getting some steam to it. I like it. It's like WCW Outsiders coming in. Jamie Hayter, I don't think she's losing this match. I don't see that. You know, Jamie Hayter can be one of your... She is your top women's wrestler in AEW next to Jade Cargill. I think Jamie Hayter versus Britt Baker might happen down the line. I could see Jamie Hayter versus Sheeta. You know, I think there's opportunity for Jamie Hayter versus Saraya at All In. I think that could be a cool match. But either way, Jamie Hayter retains here. I'm sure there's going to be tons of outside interference from the outsiders. Next up, we have a 21-man Blackjack Battle Royal for the AEW International Championship. Orange Cassidy is defending his AEW International Championship against 20 other men. So far, Aaron Solo, Powerhouse Hobbs, QT Marshall have been announced. You know, Orange Cassidy, this guy, he's been doing good as an international champion. I don't know how he survives 20 other guys in a battle royal. I'm sure we'll get some surprises in this match. So I can't really say who I would pick to win because I don't have the list of names. But right now I'm going to say Orange Cassidy retains his international championship. Because I think Orange Cassidy is one of your top acts in AEW. And I think he's putting prestige on that international championship. So either way, freshly squeezed, Orange Cassidy retains at Double or Nothing. We have a ladder match for the AEW TNT Championship. It's Wardlow versus Christian Cage. Now, Christian Cage, this guy's how old? 40. Christian Cage is 49 years old, facing a 35-year-old Wardlow in a ladder match when Christian Cage, I don't know how good his body is for a ladder match. But I'm going to say Christian Cage does minimum work in this match. And I'm going to say Christian Cage defeats Wardlow with help from Luchasaurus. And Christian Cage becomes your AEW TNT champion. Because, you know, they got the new show, AEW Collision. It's on a Saturday night. Christian Cage is a big name. People that used to watch WWE, they know Christian. AEW TNT champion, Christian Cage. That's the name. And I think that'll work. So my pick to win, Christian Cage at Double or Nothing. We have a tag team match for the AEW World Tag Team Championships. Mark Briscoe will serve as a special guest referee. It's FTR, Dax Hardwood, and Cash Wheeler versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. It's going to be a fun match. Mark Briscoe's involved. He's a special guest referee. I don't see FTR losing here. You know, as much as I enjoy Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal, I think FTR need to keep those AEW World Tag Team Championships, especially if CM Punk's coming back. You know, the AEW World Tag Team Champions with CM Punk. Maybe you put a title on CM Punk, and there you go. But either way, win the match and retain the AEW World Tag Team Championships at Double or Nothing is FTR. Next up, we have Anarchy in the Arena. If you don't know what Anarchy in the Arena is, it's AEW's match where pretty much anything goes. I think there's no rules You can fight inside. You can fight outside. You can use thumbtacks. You can use hammers. You can use whatever you want. Anything goes. It's the Blackpool Combat Club. Brian Danielson, John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, and Wheeler Yuta versus the Elite. Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson. They're the Young Bucks. And Hangman, Adam Page, the Elite is back together. Nature's healing. I'm ready for it. It's going to be a crazy match, man. Anarchy in the Arena always is. You know, I'm so glad that Hangman Adam Page is back with the Elite. You know, Kenny Omega's there. You know, Don Callis turned on Kenny Omega, joined Blackpool Combat Club. Makes sense because ever since, you know, when Regal left AEW and the Blackpool Combat Club, they needed like a heel manager. Don Callis fits that bill. Kenny Omega is the Elite. You know, Blackpool Combat Club said that they're the only Elite in pro wrestling. But Hangman Adam Page made his triumphant return. He said, they're the Elite. Kenny Omega, Matt, Nick Jackson, and Hangman Adam Page. So my pick to win at AEW's Double or Nothing is the Elite. Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, and Hangman Adam Page. Think it's going to be a great match. Looking forward to it. In the main event, it's the Pillars 4-Way match for the AEW World Championship. It's AEW World Champion Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF. He's defending against Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, Darby Allin. It's going to be a fun match. You know, I always said from the beginning they should do a Four Pillars match, and they're doing that. MJF wins this match. There's not a doubt in my mind that MJF retains his World Heavyweight Championship. Because MJF, ever since MJF won that World Heavyweight Championship at Full Gear, I said MJF needs a definitive title run. There's only one man that I could see defeating MJF for that World Heavyweight Championship. Well, I'll say two men. First guy, Adam Cole. The second guy, if he comes back, if everyone plays nice, CM Punk could be the guy to defeat MJF because the story's already there. Okay? CM Punk won that world title at All Out, which I was in attendance for. MJF made his return, said he wanted that title from CM Punk. Now MJF has that title that CM Punk never lost, had to relinquish, had to vacate because he went mad on muffins and seltzer, got hurt, and had to give up that title. So I think MJF retains the AEW World Championship here at Double Nothing. Maybe MJF's in the ring celebrating, and CM Punk comes out, and he points at MJF. And we're off to the races. Well, there you go, folks. That has been my AEW Double Nothing Predictions episode. AEW Double Nothing takes place live next Sunday, May the 28th, from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can order it on Fight TV and I believe Bleacher Report Live. AEW pay-per-views never disappoint, so definitely check it out. Next Sunday, AEW is going Double or Nothing. Will the Blackpool Combat Club show the Elite that they're not the Elite? Or will the Elite defeat Blackpool Combat Club and Anarchy in the Arena? Will Adam Cole, baby, defeat Chris Jericho? Or will the Ocho, Chris Jericho, show Adam Cole why he calls himself the Ocho and why Chris Jericho is the man in AEW? And it's the Four Pillars match for the AEW World Championship. Will MJF show three other men why he is better than them and they know it? Or will Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, or Darby Allin step up to the plate, take that AEW World Championship from MJF? in the Four Pillars match. It all goes down live next Sunday. It's AEW's Double or Nothing. Till next time.